That's it.
Fashion. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, good morning, good morning, good morning. And a bevy of guests this morning for fashion.
Hi, Mikey, how's it going?
Good, very well. How are you? Good weekend?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Right, now who have we got with us this morning?
Well, we're continuing on talking about Fashion and Focus, the talks that are coming up later in March.
Let's just recap about that for a second. We talked about that last week and Murray's with us. And Murray, tell us a wee bit about what that is all about. You're sort of involved in it and it was quite interesting.
Yeah, hi Mikey, thanks for having me up again. So Fashion and Focus is happening next week, kicks off on the 19th. And there's six talks over 2 weeks. And they're really about every facet of fashion at the moment, from how to get a career in fashion to sustainability. We had Grace on last week talking about accessibility, and we've got talks about building brand DNA, and today we are going to talk about the magical world of influencers.
Influencers! Man, yes. Imagine if you could meet one in real life.
Imagine if they were in the BFM studio just right next to us. Just close your eyes and imagine.
Hold on, I'm just trying to try and imagine. 1 second, I'm just imagining. And lo and behold,
Shazam, we have one.
Hello.
Hi, who have we got in the studio with us? This is
Cassidy Morris.
Cassidy Morris, good morning.
Yes,
welcome
hello,
to BFM.
Good morning.
Cassidy, do you like being called an influencer straight off the bat?
I actually don't get called an influencer often, but I'll take it though.
Yeah. So your history, your background is in modelling first, and then
Modelling, and then I don't know what you'd say would come first, actually, either Instagram or TV hosting, but I'd say TV hosting.
The TV hosting thing is the Bravo thing you do?
Yeah, Bravo.
Yeah, and that was quite a big deal, wasn't it?
That was.
They did a real cull. Didn't they? It was a real cattle call for New Zealand talent to try and come and host that channel, it must be an interesting channel to work for.
It's an awesome channel to work for. I mean, it's kind of, you get a taste of NBC Universal also, which is over in the States, and working for, an international brand, pretty incredible. Especially here in New Zealand, being able to do it here.
Yeah, yeah. And not having to be too unlike yourself either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
because it is New Zealand based.
And I love what I talk about.
Yeah.
You know, entertainment, news, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, sure. It's your buzz. But you are here as an influencer, I guess. Murray's brought you in as an influencer.
Yes.
And you're going to be speaking at one of these talks, is that right? Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, with respect to Cassidy, just to call her an influencer would be a disservice. There are some people in the world who call themselves influencers, and Cassidy doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So what we're focusing on is people who actually have true influence. They're probably people of influence rather than influencers. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring together some people who live in that world and other people who have made a business out of that. And some of them own a business that are sort of commercializing that world of influence and bringing in corporate partners, etc. And then you've got Cassidy and others who sort of dance through this delicate world of you know, being in fashion and working with food brands and working with music brands and attending events and being overseas. And they kind of live this lifestyle, which some people, not everybody, but some people would say has a rub off on them. And that in this day and age is what we deem to be influence.
It is a delicate dance that you do, isn't it? As Murray just said, because it can, yeah, you got to be careful that you don't sort of fall into of just being a paid stooge.
Not 100%.
Yeah. So how do you avoid that?
When it comes to maybe working with brands, I'm quite particular about what brands I work with. And I like to work with people that I believe in, that I love as well, because you're kind of, it's representation of yourself, essentially. Yeah.
Can that be a backward step though as well sometimes? Because if you believe in something and you like something, doesn't necessarily mean that the greater public's going to love it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. But then again, it's what you love, and that's why they follow you, I guess, in that sort of sense. But, I mean, there's probably so many things I've posted that people are like, oh,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
And I think that's for me anyway, and working in a greater world of PR and fashion, and what we want to do as an agency is to work with people who are authentic and have integrity.
Because that would be great if that's all it was.
If
that's all the whole sort of Instagram influencer, sort of YouTube influencer, whatever.
Yeah,
if it was all about integrity,
they wouldn't be making as much money if it was all about integrity. But What we're trying to do, I mean, Auckland's not a big place. New Zealand's not a big country. So we have the luxury of just being able to and wanting to work with the people that resonate with us the most. And, you know, we're not turning over millions of dollars and we're not going to do that anytime soon. So we may as well just do really good work, which means working with good people. And influencers are, you know, they're you know, it's like stretching out a piece of chewing gum. They've got someone on every bandwidth of influence.
Cassidy, are you aware that at some stage the whole influencer part of your daily job, if I want a better term, or is quite easy just to stop?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because that must be quite freaky.
It is, and it's not.
I know you probably think you're doing the right thing, you know. You try to do the right thing, but if people start going, well, we're not interested in what people are getting paid to do, you know.
Yeah, and I guess that's when you've got to look at it and be like, would you still be doing this if you weren't getting paid for it? Like, do you actually have the enjoyment out of it? And I do. I genuinely love it, but I do understand, you know, in my mindset, Bravo New Zealand is my job, in the sense of if this Instagram thing ends, I'm okay. Yeah. I will be okay.
Yeah, do a good job for them. Yeah, sure.
And that's what I'd like to talk about at the event, is like, where's the end and how is it going to evolve? And
where will be one day.
Absolutely. You know? And, you know, it's come from celebrity, and celebrity's been around since day dot.
Yeah.
You know, people have always revered others who are in positions of power or entertainment or anything.
Yeah. Having said that, though, celebrities also can be quite disappointing.
Absolutely.
At times as well.
Absolutely.
Can't
yeah.
be everyone, don't you know? and so that's, I guess it's a matter of, it's an integrity thing. It really is.
It's integrity, and what we're aiming to do is peel back some layers so that, you know, not to take away the mystery or the allure, because I think that's important in advertising and marketing too, but we want people to be able to come and ask these guys real questions up front. We want to be discussing things and not beating around the bush and saying, well, how is it going to evolve? Is it fun, or do people absolutely hate it? You know, are they going to bed at night going, who am I? Or is it actually going to grow? And is Joe Bloggs on the street? Is my mum going to become an influencer because, you know, of the violas that she picked for her garden, and she's going to influence Teresa next door, you know?
Yeah.
That is actually its own influence, but now we've categorised it in a larger thing.
Just as relevant as well, isn't it? As more and more people are heading online to sort of... To get a guide to their own lives. And do you feel weird about that? That people, do you think that there's people out there who are just saying yes to things you say yes to?
Oh, 100%. Like,
it's quite weird, eh?
I get people messaging me, asking me, do you like this?
Yeah.
Like, they'll send me a photo of
I will buy
or something. Like, do you like this? Would you wear this? And I'm like,
what do you do? Sometimes, I guess, have a bit of a joke sometimes.
Yeah,
maybe.
I kind of put like words, but like, if I'm like, that would look great on you. If you love it, you do that. You know, but no, that's the thing.
Not so much for me, but for you. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's the thing with Instagram as well. People get really confused in the sense of they want their Instagram page to be like your Instagram page. They want to like what you like, but that's not how you're going to grow a following, because if you're going to post everything I'll post, then people would just naturally follow me anyway. You know, you've got to really have your own take on it and post what you love, and then people will, it's almost learning about you and kind of liking what you like, but it's letting, you can get inspiration from people, but still you got to try and be yourself for us.
I've never had an Instagram page. And I'm,
what?
But I mean, is it really that big a deal? Should I get one?
I mean, to be honest, if you scroll down my feed, it's a lot of food. Like, I follow so many food accounts, and then it will probably be...
I do all right for food.
I don't know, I just... then maybe a little bit of, you know, fashion, etc. It's just one of those things where I always get quite interested when I look through people's feeds of, like, what are you interested in?
News as well.
Was it?
News, like Twitter?
Yeah. Twitter's not really news.
Yeah,
Twitter's
news
just vile and spouting of...
Depends who you follow.
Yeah, true. But what's the next Instagram? Is there another one? Is there something else coming up? Is that a secret you're going to give us at the talk?
That's a good question, because there will be something else.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, if Instagram, you know, bottoms out, then what are these people left with? And that will either be, you know... sort of hugely sad for these people that have devoted their whole lives and their being to, well, I am Instagram. And unlike Cassidy, who's got multiple other things.
That's what sounds a little bit like you made
your own bed, though, isn't it? Well, yes, it is, but that's why we want people to have their eyes open when they look at this thing and discuss it. And, you know, I'm not so worried about the future of corporates, because they'll have their money, but people who are getting into this and trying to be influencers, or trying to think, well, I want to go to Coachella and look like that girl, that's not really super healthy, you know? But it has its place sometimes, because sometimes you could say, well, I want to be healthier, or I want to get fit. And that's a great message to be influencing people with. But where does fashion's role sit in that? And that's what we're going to talk about.
Mm. So that's going to be coming up what date? What date for that talk?
That is the 26th of March. It's the second Tuesday of our series. And there'll be a lovely Peroni aperitivo situation beforehand.
Ooh,
and
marvelous.
Then you'll get to meet Cassidy and Gracie Taylor and Laura Hadlow and some people in business like Brooke Howard-Smith, who's actually started an agency that's kind of trying to manage this world of sports stars and fashion people and stuff.
Awesome. And so that's the second of the talks. The talks start on
the 19th of March, go through the 28th.
And if people want to find out more about that, they can find out more.
www.fashioninfocus.co.nz.
Thanks, Murray. Thank you, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Penny.
Thanks, Mikey.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.